We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Normal. Our normals, by the way, 57 in the morning, afternoon high 79. I already told you how warm we're going to be in the morning. The afternoon will get up to about 90 to 91 degrees, both Tuesday and Wednesday. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It is 90 right now at KCI, 89 in Gardner, 89 at your official weather station.
Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party.
We're still looking for the video of the guy who tells the anchor, I'm holding on to my grandma's blanket.
Chris just sent it to me.
And not to make fun of people who have anxiety disorders.
No,
but we're making fun of people with anxiety disorders.
There's a time and a place to mention that you have social anxiety and you're clinging to Nana's blanket. And I don't know that as a reporter covering a major disaster that's affecting hundreds of thousands of people, I don't know that the time to make this about you is during a live remote. You know,
right.
We have people dying. We have children who are dead.
Yeah,
it's just not the time or the place.
No.
Take a Xanax and move on, please. Weather weirdo.
Also, I'm really dumb. I have to tell you guys why I'm really dumb, though.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw a tweet from Kansas City Live.
Mm-hmm.
It says, do you love your pet? Think it would be fun to have a painting of them? Come to the Paint Your Pet class at Paper Birch Landing and learn how to paint your cat, dog, or other animal.
Why would you paint your pet?
And that's exactly what I thought! It's a painting.
You're not painting the pet. You're painting a picture of the pet.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
Jeez, God.
I looked at that and I'm like, why would you paint your cat?
I really want my cat to look like a tiger.
Here's the deal. How?
Like, he's got this attitude.
How do you paint your bird? Hold it down. Hold it down.
The tough part is plucking the feathers.
I was seriously
You said plucking,
confused.
Right?
Yeah, plucking the feathers.
Plucking the feathers to paint the skin.
Yeah. Of the bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you have to use really
they
light paint.
They need to use different wording. Come paint a portrait.
Picture. Okay, portrait. There we go.
Of your pet.
Yes.
Do not paint
your pet.
Pet.
I'm so glad.
Paint the pet.
This is where wording and punctuation are important.
I don't know what you're talking about. Stella looks awesome painted up as Ace Frehley. She rocks it.
I heard she wasn't a very good guard dog today, by the way. Travis said he went into your house and she was just like, oh, what up?
Yeah.
And walked
no,
away.
Stella's real good at alerting me to people coming to the door. If you get in it, I'm done.
Yeah.
If you can get in through the door, somebody said go to Hurricane Florence blooper. All I'm seeing right now is the weatherman from the Weather Channel faking it. There's a lot of that.
That makes he makes me nuts.
We'll keep looking because it's awkward. I don't want to say it's funny. He's trying to be
overly
like
dramatic.
And trying to say
I'm
I have these
here.
Issues. We'll. God love him. Did you know that Tank escaped while I was out? Speaking of your dog,
no,
Tank
I did escaped.
Hear about this.
Mm-hmm. He got out, and he's a big old dum dum. But because I have his image on Facebook and Twitter all the time. Someone found that dumb dog, and when they found him, said, that's Dana Wright's dog, that's Tank. So we start getting a frantic text thread do you have your dog? I think someone has your dog. We saw it on the neighborhood app. They think it's Tank. I'm like, where is that dumb dog? First of all, he can't run away. He can't run. Where's he going to run to? The block, the end of the block? Not even that. He got to like two houses behind our house and someone found him, brought him in. They're like, we got your dumb dog. We texted back home. Tank got out. I don't know how he got out. Would you please go get that dumb dog? And they did.
He's probably laying in the grass next to somebody's house, just exhausted. Two houses I walked.
I mean, if he had just turned around.
I need meat and water now.
He could see our house.
Poor guy.
Last thing I want to mention, because I was doing this last night in bed, and Chris thinks I'm a total weirdo, Kara, but I wanted to share this with our listeners. There is something new on the interwebs to treat all kinds of things that might be wrong with you. If you have anxiety or depression or stress.
That's her dog.
Over the dog in your life. I saw this on Facebook and I thought we should all try it, okay? Because we've all had stressful things in our lives.
Yes.
Okay? Mm. Maybe the weather guy in North Carolina should practice this. It's called EFT. Have you heard of this?
No.
So it pops up. Now, don't laugh. We're all going to do this together. And, Rod, I want you to do it, too. It's called EFT tapping. Hmm. And I see this the other day because some schools are using it to help children with anxiety or bullying or stress in the classroom. It's called EFT. That stands for Emotional Freedom Technique.
Oh, I thought it meant everyone can F themselves.
It is an alternative treatment for physical pain and emotional distress. It is also referred to as tapping or psychological acupressure. Now, Scott.
What?
People who use this technique believe that tapping the body can create a balance in your energy system and treat pain. They are doing a study right now on veterans, by the way.
What are we tapping?
I'm going to show you.
Rodney.
Because I've heard that it's fun to tap that.
It has been used to treat people with anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder. Okay, here's what we're going to do first. You have to state your anxiety. Here's the phrase.
Dana.
Even though I have this blank, I deeply and completely accept myself. So you try it. Even though I have this...
Dana.
Whatever your thing is, I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay, start again.
Even though I have this...
Co-host.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay.
Now, while you are thinking that or saying it out loud, you can do this in your car if you're listening on your way home.
Co-host.
You start tapping.
Tapping what?
Well, I'm going to show you.
You tap that.
The first thing you tap is your karate chop point. So this right here where you would karate chop somebody.
On your hand?
You do it like this. Listen to my fingers. Like a little drum on drumming.
Okay, so okay. the side of my hand.
You take your right hand and you tap, tap, tap your left karate. And then you tap, tap, tap your right karate.
Okay. Okay,
everybody together. Tap, tap, tap. While you're saying, tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap.
I realize tap, tap, I have tap. This blank in my life.
I realize I have this co-host in my life.
But I accept myself and I love me.
But I accept myself and I love me.
Okay, now wait for this, Kara. Do it on your eyebrows. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap.
Okay.
Okay. Now the top of your head, like a pole's going through it. Tap, tap, tap. Oh. Doesn't that feel good?
No.
Yes, I tried like it last night. Person. And Chris looked over at me and he goes, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I go, I'm EFTing and it reduces anxiety.
Well, give it to me. Give it to me.
Tap,
no,
tap,
give me.
Tap.
This is the karate chop tap. All right, you ready?
Okay, yes. And you're also not supposed to make your mission statement about somebody else. Like, so if your mom is sick, you're not supposed to say, even though my mother is sick, I love myself and accept myself. You're supposed to say, even though I am feeling sad because my mother's sick.
Okay. Even,
I accept myself.
Even though I have this.
Jet lag.
In my life.
Mm-hmm.
I still love myself.
Yes. And then you go tap, tap,
It's the dumbest thing you've ever brought to this show.
No, it's a thing. Google it. They're starting to do it in schools and for veterans.
This is the dumbest thing you've ever brought to this show.
If you're a veteran and
you're listening,
it is stress relief in schools. There is a tappingsolutionfoundation.org for EFT tapping in schools.
Just because it exists doesn't mean it's real.
I'm telling you, they're doing this with kids in the classroom. If they're fidgety or if they're feeling anxious, if you're a teacher, bloom, 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 bloom. It's very nice. I'm telling you, it'll make you feel better. I felt better. Now, I had had a glass of wine, so I felt better. If you have a glass of wine and then EFT tap, so relaxing. Oh, your collarbone's the last one. Tap, tap, tap. And then under your armpit, tap, is the other one, like by your boob, but over. Tap, tap, tap.
That's where your armpit is.
Whatever.
Whenever you say karate chop, all I hear is this.
It has proven to be quite rewarding to work with children with EFT tapping.
Oh, my God.
Even the most serious and skeptical of teachers.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Even the most serious and skeptical teachers often have personal breakthroughs that allow them to relax, thus bringing about a more positive and helpful attitude in the classroom.
It doesn't work.
From the text line, I heard about this over the weekend when I was at the University of Arkansas, and they're saying this is a big deal. So, Dana, you're not crazy. Well, hold on, you're crazy, but this truly is a deal.
Thank you. All you have to do is Google tapping or stress and anxiety. Tapping. You will get results. Tap, tap, tap.
Is this
a joke? I realize I have stress in my life, but I love me. Tappy, tappy, tappy. Oh my goodness, you guys make me laugh. I'm tappy, tappy, tappy. So, here's the deal. Do you know the Parade of Homes is coming right around the corner? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Here's what I want you to do. Go and check out Cottonwood Canyon. You have heard me bragging about Cottonwood Canyon. Parade of Homes is September 22nd through October 2nd. Every day it's like 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Do not miss Cottonwood Canyon when you go through the Parade of Homes. You can even call for your private appointment, and I'm going to show you how to do that because I went out and I looked at these gorgeous homes. Starting in the 600s, by the way, for these beautiful homes, maintenance-free, smack dab in the heart of Johnson County. It's some of the most beautiful, lush, native landscaping and creeks and bluffs. You won't even need to do your tapping because you're going to feel so relaxed when you go to Cottonwood Canyon. Go see it. Make your appointment. When you
That'll be the only thing that works.
To the Parade of Homes, check out Cottonwood Canyon. Again, a maintenance-provided community that includes lawn maintenance, snow removal, trash pickup. All you do is sit back and enjoy the scenery. CottonwoodCanyonKS.com. Look at some of the photos online. CottonwoodCanyonKS.com. Or for your private tour, 913-492-4444. 492-4444 or CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
The Eagles.
Ain't never been there. They tell me it's nice.
That's what Dana
thinks it is. Hotels,
no, that's the guy that trashed the hotel rooms.
Joe Walsh.
But he's up there with her.
He's in the band. Joe Walsh. On a Monday afternoon. Hey,
someone wrote in and said they were at a stoplight.
Saw somebody tapping on their forehead.
Tapping on their forehead. Forehead.
I think they might be listening to the same show as you are.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put this online.
Okay.
If you want to learn more about EFT tapping, if you have a child with anxiety, that is such a simple little thing. Because you know what? It can't hurt. It's not going to hurt
them. Do you really think it helps?
Yeah. I mean, it helped me last night.
Okay. This is not about Brett Kavanaugh nor his accuser. Brett Kavanaugh being the one who is in line to be the next U.S. Supreme Court justice. There was supposed to be a vote in the Judiciary Committee on Thursday. That is being pushed back. And it is being reported now that Brett Kavanaugh and his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, will now testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday.
Oh, they are going to testify.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your right hand.
He's being called back in. She's being called in.
Okay.
And they will both testify under oath, it is my understanding, if I'm reading these stories correctly. Now, full disclosure, we are in very different times now when it comes to accusations from women. And that's fine. A lot of these women have been and are telling the truth. And their accusations and allegations deserve to be heard. The allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, who is now well into his early 50s, include a claim, an allegation, that he was sexually aggressive, read that, attempted to rape, according to her, a young lady by the name of Christine Ford when they were in high school. And this may derail his nomination for the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't want to talk about Brett Kavanaugh. I don't want to talk about Christine Ford. The statute of limitations on any crime he may or may not have committed have long expired.
You are going to be stunned at the words about to come out of my mouth.
Can you hold them till after we get back from the news in just a moment?
If I tap.
These are allegations against a, I believe, 52 or 53-year-old man that date back to when he was in high school. Now, in fairness to Brett Kavanaugh, he says, I wasn't even at the party where she claimed that this occurred.
Oh, God, how would you even remember that?
Well, I don't know.
I don't even remember high school.
Yeah.
This is what I want to ask our listeners, because it's not about Brett Kavanaugh. I don't care. I don't have a dog in this fight. He's going to be confirmed. I guarantee it. My question is, how far back do you go when it comes to behavior when you are hiring anyone for any job?
Well, and
is high school excluded? I am certainly not the person today that I was in high school, and thank God for it.
I guarantee you I'm not either.
Now, we're not talking about murder.
No, of course not.
I think on certain things, for certain jobs, there are things that one can do in your past, and that's an automatic disqualifier. Does a 35-year-old allegation of assault or harassment count? And if so, for what job?
And when you are saying, well, this allegation or this alleged crime occurred when said prospect for a job was in high school. High school. I did a lot of dumb things in high school.
I can think, Scott, of a lot of jobs for which anything, save rape or murder, almost anything you did should not count against you between the ages of 15 and 18.
To the newsroom, here is Kara Marxer.
The president promising support for Hurricane Florence victims. More next.
Hey, everybody. You've heard me bragging about lightning, landscape, and irrigation. Let me tell you about one of the people listening to KMBZ who tuned in, heard me love it on lightning, landscape, and irrigation, and all the work they did in our front and backyard, put in an irrigation system, ripped out our old landscaping. So a guy named Chuck's listening. He lives in Shawnee. And he wrote and said, we recently moved to a brand new home in Shawnee. We moved from Overland Park. We need a ton of stuff done to the new home's landscape. We heard Dana bragging about him. We called lightning, landscape, and irrigation. Fine. Great. Makes me happy, right? Then he says, I have to say that Sim, the landscaping director who you're going to love, throughout the project took a huge personal interest by developing an outstanding design drawing and then followed up site visits during the project. He said, we are thrilled we went with Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. They exceeded our expectations with both design and execution. Did I mention I think they had 5 bids, by the way? He said, we wanted to let you know that Lightning Landscape and Irrigation is outstanding, and we are so glad we heard Dana bragging about them on the Dana and Parks program. I'm telling you, don't take my word for it. Listen to Chuck. And that is one of a string of emails we have received and Lightning Landscape has received about their outstanding service. Here's the deal, though. You got to get on their schedule now. If you're wanting landscape, hardscape, now is the time to get on that schedule. 913-441-3900, 441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
5:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Marks. Our President Trump is offering his thoughts to the people of the Carolinas, Virginia, and everyone else affected by Hurricane Florence. He says his administration will not rest until the job is done in the aftermath of the killer storm.
Nearly 20,000 federal and military personnel are deployed to support response efforts along the southeast coast. These are incredible people that are going through a lot right now.
President Trump speaking at a Hispanic Heritage Month celebration at the White House this afternoon. Civil lawsuits against operators of the duck boats may have to wait.
Federal prosecutors have asked a judge to halt the lawsuits related to the July 19th crash on Table Rock Lake near Branson until their criminal investigation is complete. 17 people were killed, and some family members are suing. No one has been charged with a crime in connection with the duck boat crash, so it's not clear how long the federal investigation could take. Jim Cunningham, News 98.1 KMBZ.
We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks, my friends at Casey Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Hedley has done unbelievable transformations for people who are simply unhappy with their smiles. Picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. I know there are moms out there that have put off everything ahead of themselves. Now your kids are grown up. It is your turn to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Hedley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com.
The last few days of summer certainly will feel like it. Temperatures in the 80s, heat index close to 90. We'll start tomorrow morning off with a sultry 70 degrees. A sun cloud mixture during the afternoon hours on Tuesday, and the high temperature way above normal. We should only be at 79. We'll stop at 90 with a heat index in those lower 90s. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
90 at KCI, 90 downtown, 89 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Ah, the great Jimi Hendrix.
There is a very fair question on the text line. Okay. And we talked about this off the air, Scott. I do not think a 35-year-old allegation from something someone did in high school...
Allegedly,
unless it is something akin to murder or rape, I do not think it should come into play with a hearing like this. Now, real quick...
Or if there's history of a criminal charge filed in regards to that behavior
and
35 years
even
ago.
Even if it was high school behavior, I'm not so sure that I think that should come into play for something you did when you were 16 or 17, again, unless it's something like rape or murder.
Christine Ford is alleging that at a high school party when they were both obviously teenagers, Brett Kavanaugh tried to rape her, put something over her mouth. I don't know if it was his hand or a pillow or whatever.
Horrifying.
These are allegations. He claims, I wasn't even at the party. I don't even know what she's talking about. Both will be testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. I do not share your optimism in regards to his confirmation. I'm not convinced he's going to be confirmed. However, in light of this, it bothers me, and I remember thinking to myself when I was hearing this on the news today, if we are all judged based on unsubstantiated allegations of behavior from high school, then bar the door, Kate, none of us should have a job. Because I was not study McStudy McPherson in high school. I just wasn't. I drank way more than I should in high school. I smoked weed. I did whippets. Okay? I did it. Full disclosure. If someday I decide to run for the Roland Park City Council, it's like in the movie 8 Mile, where Eminem starts telling you, I am a white guy. I do live in a trailer with my mom. And then you just throw the mic at the guy and you go, now tell him something they don't know about me. I fessed up to everything.
Yeah.
I drank too much. I smoked weed. I did whippets. Now, if I run for public office, tell them something they don't know.
Someone wants to know on the text line, and I find this to be a very fair question, and it's been several years, so correct me on my recollection of these hearings. What was the difference in time frame with Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill? It certainly wasn't 35 years. No. Was it around 10?
10 to 20. In regards to Anita Hill, that was when they were both employed at the University of Oklahoma.
Correct. And as I recall,
he was her supervisor.
Scott, as I recall, there were detailed conversations about what was allegedly said.
Pubic hair on coke cans.
Yes, gross stuff. Yeah. And some off-color joke about a man's genitalia. There were very detailed descriptions of specific things said.
All of which he denied. And she had no proof.
My point is, he was confirmed.
That's right.
The time frame was shorter. The details were longer. And he was confirmed. Mm-hmm. Someone on the text line wants to know, what does it say to you if Clarence Thomas was confirmed and Brett Kavanaugh is not? And I don't want to make this about race. I think the difference is time frame to me and time of day today. This is 2018.
Yeah, that's where it is. Because you just said if Clarence Thomas is confirmed, which he was, of course, in the early 1990s, and Brett Kavanaugh is not, it speaks to the polarization that we are now in politically.
I think it has nothing to do with race.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was confirmed 97-2.
Yeah. I think it has nothing to do with race. I think it has everything to do with time frame and two different sets of time frames. Number one, how long has it been since Clarence Thomas / Brett Kavanaugh did this alleged behavior? Yeah. It's very different in both. And time frame from Clarence Thomas's confirmation hearings to today, where we're in the middle of the Me Too movement. We're in the middle of everyone paying attention to this type of thing today.
Yes, I would agree with you on that. But if Clarence Thomas was confirmed, despite allegations that were 10, 15, 20 years removed, but were certainly during his professional and adult career,
yeah,
and Brett Kavanaugh is not confirmed based on unproven allegations, and there's no way that she can prove it, he's going to deny it, she's going to say it happened, okay? And he's not confirmed on allegations that occurred during high school, that speaks clearly to the polarization of American politics today. Plain and simple.
All right. Someone just wrote in, anyone with any kind of security clearance gets investigated clear way back in their history. And then that clearance is investigated again for any updates. To those of you asking, why is this coming up now? I do agree with this texter that security clearance probably has something to do with it. You know, they go way back. They ask you, does anyone hate you because you owe them money?
These security questions weren't asked when he was put on the 12th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Do we know that?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Do we know that? I don't know.
We don't know.
Because a lot of people are saying, well, why now?
Because he's about to become a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
That's a big deal.
Let's cut to the chase. It's politics. Why didn't this come up during his confirmation?
Well, people are saying it's because he's Republican. I disagree. I think anytime very divided Congress, anytime you bring up someone for a major appointment like this,
that's not true.
They are going to be skewered for past behavior.
That's not true.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not.
If this was a Democrat coming up for confirmation hearings during Barack Obama's presidency.
It's only recently.
Which it could have been, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, I'm not retiring. I'm not ready to retire. Don't ask me. I'm not going to do it. We would still be seeing this, Scott.
I'm looking up the Supreme Court nominee votes. It is only recently that we have been this divided in votes. I'm telling you right now, John Roberts, 78 to 22. Stephen Breyer, 87 to 9. I'm going in order. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 96 to 3.
Can you imagine Ruth Bader Ginsburg today going through confirmation hearings?
She wouldn't get one.
She wouldn't get through.
Clarence Thomas, 52 to 48. He was the closest. David Souter, 90 to 9. Anthony Kennedy, who Brett Kavanaugh is to replace, if he does, 97 to 0.
Wow.
Bork, 42-58, hence borking. Antonin Scalia, one of the most conservative members of the court, 98 to 0.
Her story was documented several years ago. This is from the text line to a psychiatrist. She was also administered a lie detector test by the FBI and passed. Let me look that up.
Does that
make you feel better?
Tammy, hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm still here.
Hi, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah, we are
talking to you.
Okay. As far as my viewpoint on it, I more want to find out what his history is with female cases before his court.
Great
Where
point.
Has he sided? Who is he as far as representation from the bench? Is he a neutral person who listens to a case and then looks at the law? Or is he a person that's preconceived and doesn't respect women, and then he's going into the bench? And that's what I think a lot of people who are pro-choice are concerned about, is that he isn't interested in the law or women. He's interested in changing this.
Hmm.
Doesn't with elections come consequences?
I think so. I'm certainly, thinking that there's a lot of people who didn't vote in the last election, and I'm hoping they vote this time.
Well, that's not what it is. I mean, with elections comes consequences, right?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor.
It is true, real quick. And Tammy, I agree with you about the way he votes on women's issues. Ford recently decided to go public, and on the advice of an attorney, Ford took a polygraph test administered by a former FBI agent in early August. The results, which she provided to the Washington Post, concluded that Ford was being truthful when she said in a statement summarizing her allegations of this guy was accurate. Now, here's the but.
This was in August. We are at September 17th.
Here is the but.
Why is this just now coming out?
The but is polygraph experts are saying the polygraph does not necessarily show truth or deception. It's not a lie detector test the way we all think it is in the movies, okay? This guy is now a part-time professor at the University of Maryland Criminology Department. He says, let's make something clear. There is no such thing as a lie detector. It is simply an investigative tool that records physiological reactions when you're asked a question and you give a response. He said, if the person being tested doesn't have any physical response, it's not a guarantee that he or she is being truthful or lying.
It means they're calm.
It means they're just calm.
You really want, you can't admit this in court. You're going to admit this before a Senate Judiciary Committee?
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying any of those things. It bothers me a little bit. And this is not my nominee. He's the last person in the world I would want put on the Supreme Court. But it bothers me that we're reaching back to age 15, 16, 17 for most people and most jobs.
Me too. It bothers me.
Again, I'll say it, save rape or murder. And something, like Kyler Yost. I mean, that is something that
Kyler
disqualifies Yost you for everything.
Kyler Yost
is not
going to be a nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I'm just saying. I'm not excusing poor behavior. I believe her, Scott. I believe her.
Fine.
I'm just saying I don't know that something 35 years ago when you're 15, 16, 17.
I think I just missed the days when Elena Kagan was confirmed 63 to 37, when Sonia Sotomayor was confirmed 68 to 31.
Which wasn't that long ago.
No, it was 8 years ago. And now Neil Gorsuch gets confirmed 54 to 45. And this guy's going down to the wire on an allegation from 35 years ago. I don't care. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care if Brett Kavanaugh gets on the Supreme Court or not. What I think is ridiculous is that everything gets put on hold on a Hail Mary pass that comes in the literally with 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter when they knew it was already in the playbook.
Do you know why I believe her, Scott?
No, Dana, I don't.
Let's just be simple about it.
She's willing to go public.
You would never put yourself or your family through what is about to happen to her. We still remember the name Anita Hill all these years later, and we should. You would never put yourself through that. You would never put your family through that. She will now be a footnote in history books for something she probably would rather forget, Scott. You would never do that just because someone said, hey, why don't we make up a story that he did this to you 35 years ago? And then, hey, you get to raise your right hand and perjure yourself about this and get skewered in the media and drugged through the mud.
Sure.
Let's do that because of politics.
She's received
no death threats. Woman is going to
but
do
this
that.
This is how polarized we have become. We hate each other. A nation that once prided itself on its unity is now notorious, in my opinion, for hating each other. It's sad. It's sad what America has become. 576-7798.
Hey, if you or an aging parent are in the market for a gorgeous, and I mean gorgeous, retirement community, Silvercrest at Deer Creek in South Overland Park and Silvercrest at College View want you. They have month-to-month apartment homes. That's huge. Month-to-month. Available now with gorgeous wooded views, 24/7 on-site security, and all of the amenities of today's modern retirement community. 3 meals a day, housekeeping, travel in the heart of beautiful Southern Overland Park. And you know they have staff members out there who have been there for years. 1 and 2 bedroom apartment homes are available now. You do have to be over the age of 55, and they do have traditional assisted living services. If you need that too, check it out. Silvercrest at Deer Creek, Silvercrest at College View. This is carefree lifestyle without the burden of maintaining a home. All you do is sit back and enjoy the retirement that you've worked so hard for. Give them a call now. Take a look. 913-681-1101. 681-1101. Silvercrest, love the way you live.
Get to Zach and Leewood. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
So I called in because I want to know why nobody's talking about the big announcement that was made today regarding the Kavanaugh nomination. Hmm. You know, I think the question was raised, why would anybody do this? And I think it is something that turns your life upside down, and it is such a serious thing that we have to look at it. We have to, sure, you know, research, and everybody should be taken seriously. But in the announcement that was made today, they said that there is a possible reason for why she would want to come forward now, and that's a grudge, a revenge piece. It turns out her parents lost their home as part of a foreclosure proceeding, and the judge on the case was Kavanaugh's mother.
Here's the problem, Zach. Here's the only problem with this, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, my friend. I'm not. It's fake news. That is fake news.
Is it actually fake?
It is. And this is from the Washington Examiner, which is a conservative newspaper. A review.
One of the stories that I read had links to the Maryland Supreme or the Maryland court cases.
I'm looking at it right now. A review of the filing shows that Judge Kavanaugh, that's his mother, not Brett Kavanaugh, signed an order in 1997 dismissing the foreclosure.
Oh, she dismissed it.
After the Blazies refinanced their home. It was dismissed. She never foreclosed on their home. It's fake news. That is the problem that we all live in, and it comes from both sides.
And it's not Zach's fault. This is the stuff people
that is
throw
on
out.
The internet.
They throw it out on Facebook and go, look at this.
I'm not saying it's Zach's fault. It's not. All I'm saying to all of you, whether you're left or whether you're right, because I don't care. I don't care if Brett Kavanaugh gets on the court or not. I couldn't care less.
I defriended someone this year for posting something that was insightful and wrong.
This is fake news. This is from the Washington Examiner, which is a conservative newspaper. And even they say it's fake. They're all playing you for fools.
So, by the way, is the post that all mass shooters are Democrats. That's the thing making the rounds a month ago, and I defriended somebody over it, Scott. It's not true.
I'm telling you, America, you've got to wisen up on both sides because they're playing you for idiots. And it hurts my head,
you
man.
You need to tap. Tap.
I'm going to tap it.
You need to EFT tap.
I'm EFT tapping. I'm EFT tapping.
That on the internet. That's true. You can EFT tap. I'm EFT tapping.
On behalf of our producer, the man with more patience than Job from the Bible, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, good to have you back. Welcome home, my friend.
It's good to be back.
I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, the Senate to hold a hearing on sexual assault allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. More next.
Simply the best for less. Hey, it's Scott Parks for Window World. Did you know that Window World windows are one of the two windows with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ranked number one, numero uno, in the number of windows sold in the country by Qualified Remodeler Magazine? And windows from Window World come with a lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. They use a double-strength glass that gives it a strength not commonly found in replacement windows. Online at windowskansascity.com. It's still warm, but now is the perfect time to go ahead and plan ahead and get your windows replaced for winter. Remember how cold and drafty it was inside your house last winter? Throw away the extra blanket. Reduce your heating bills with energy-efficient windows from Window World. Call for a free home estimate today, 816-799-0820. Window World now offering 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. Online at windowskansascity.com. Window World. Simply the best for less.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.